In New Hampshire, it's not easy to find a package of JG coconut mushrooms, or a jar of clotted cream, or a can of mushy peas.
Any dinner you would have with a pie, you have mushy peas on the side, and someone who hasn't been to England or doesn't know the culture would say, why would you want mushed peas?
Stephanie Pressinger runs the British Isles. The store in Greenland sells imported British foods, things like mushy peas that you can't expect to find on the shelves of New Hampshire supermarkets.
We have everything you can think of, chocolates, cookies, candies, teas, jams, all items that would interest a gourmet food lover as well as an expat.
Pressinger's parents, Denise and Jerry, were born in the UK and started the business out of their home in Nashua more than 25 years ago. Since then, the business has grown into a full-time venture. They ship to restaurants, stores, and British expats all over the country. 4 years ago, they opened the store in Greenland. Jerry showed me around the warehouse, where they stock more than 2,000 items.
We have a very large range of preserves and curds and jams that people love. And then we have a special section for refrigerated, air-conditioned section for the candy, which is in its own room and kept at 65 degrees.
It's kind of a mint smell in here.
Biscuits and teas sell well, as do British chocolates. They also sell Irish, Welsh, and Scottish products. And as Indian food has become a larger part of British cuisine, the store has added that to its shelves as well. 90% of the store's products are made in the UK.
There's a lot of items that you just are hard to describe to someone who hasn't grown up with it or hasn't had it. We have a Scottish soda, and we have, you know, ginger beer, which people think is beer, but it's a ginger soda. It's very gingery.
Stephanie Pressinger says she's seen a renewed interest in British culture in the U.S. The store sees more customers whenever there's a royal event, like Queen Elizabeth's birthday or the recent birth of Prince William and Kate Middleton's daughter. And Pressinger says television has boosted business, too.
A lot of people now have tea parties with, like, Downton Abbey. So teas, biscuits, we do strawberry jam, lemon curd. They have a nice family gathering or have their friends over viewing parties.
But a lot of the customers are British expats. Doreen Moore moved here more than 50 years ago. She comes to the British Isles every few weeks to buy the foods she grew up with. Things like breakfast sausages, a cereal called Weetabix, and of course, British candy.
No, it just takes you back a little bit. And especially when you see all the loose candy here. I used to go to the sweet, what they call the sweet shop, and that's how they used to have the candy and all the, you know, all the shops.
It's a sentiment, according to Jerry Pressinger, that a lot of expats share.
The really gratifying thing is to see the expressions on people's faces when they can find items that they remember from their childhood and from when they lived over in England that they can't find in the supermarkets or they can't find anywhere locally. And to see their joy and happiness when they have these items is, I think, is very rewarding to me.
Sometimes expats will request foods the store doesn't carry. Jerry says they do their best to get those products on the shelves.
We're constantly looking for items. We go to shows in Britain, and we get people from the UK sending us over items constantly for us to review, asking us to sell them.
Importing all these foods can get expensive, and that of course means they cost a little more here than they would across the pond. But Stephanie says many of their customers are regulars and don't mind the price.
They understand that. You know, a plane ticket over there is going to be a couple $1,000s. So if you want a cookie that's $3 or $4, it's really not the end of the world.
A lot of the restaurants and stores that buy from the British Isles have come to be regulars too. Denise Pressinger says this loyalty has helped keep the British Isles in business for so many years.
Well, nowadays, not too many businesses last that long. You know, they say if you can get over the 3 to 5 year hump, you're going to do well. And then the 10 year. So I guess 26 years we've done pretty well. We have a nice following in our wholesale end of the business. We've got some customers that have been with us since we first started the business, 26 years.
Over the years, the store's online business has grown, and Stephanie and her parents are at the Greenland store most days. Now Stephanie has her first child. The Pressingers hope that what started as a hobby more than 25 years ago will someday become a third-generation family business. For NHPR News, I'm Jacob Carosa.